This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee moves to public hearings this week and the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi explains, Democrats say the president abused power by withholding military aid to Ukraine in exchange for damning information on a political rival.
The move comes after weeks of Republican accusations of Democrats working in secret. Republicans have continued to defend the president, even those who believe his conduct wasn't appropriate.
It is inappropriate for a president to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political rival. I believe it was inappropriate. I do not believe it was impeachable.
Democrats disagree.
The president broke the law.
At the heart of the inquiry is a July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump asks for a probe into a 2020 Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, his son Hunter's work for a Ukrainian natural gas company, and a debunked theory that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. At the time of the call, Trump was withholding $391 million in U.S. military aid for Kyiv. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
In Bolivia, a major change to the political landscape after weeks of protests around irregularities in last month's elections. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Bolivian President Evo Morales announced he would resign on Sunday after the country's military called on him to step down amid a fierce backlash over a disputed October election. Protesters cheered the news of Morales' resignation, which comes after a report issued by the Organization of American States said the October 20th vote should be annulled after an audit found, quote, clear manipulations of the voting system and that the results of the election could not be verified due to, quote, serious irregularities.
According to media reports, at least one person was wounded after Hong Kong police opened fire during protests Monday. Chaos had erupted across the city a day after officers fired tear gas to break up demonstrations that are now entering their sixth month. Video footage showed the protester lying in a pool of blood with his eyes wide open. Police also pepper sprayed and subdued a woman nearby as plastic crates were thrown at officers. Police declined to comment when contacted by media. Voters in Spain cast their ballots Sunday in the country's fourth election in 4 years. The Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, a socialist party, is expected to be the big winner, as it was the last time. In the previous election, however, the Spanish leader's party failed to win enough votes to form a stable government. A front-runner in Afghanistan's recently held presidential elections called Sunday for immediately halting a recount of the vote, casting aspersions on the integrity and legitimacy of the already delayed electoral process. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah made the demand a day after unilaterally withdrawing his team's election observers from the recounting process ahead of Thursday's scheduled announcement of the preliminary results from the September 28th polls. Thousands of people marched in Paris and other French cities against Islamophobia, targeting Western Europe's largest Muslim population. VOA's Lisa Bryant.
Several recent events helped catalyze this protest. Last month, two Muslims were shot and seriously wounded outside a mosque in southwestern France. France's conservative Senate also approved an amendment banning veiled women from accompanying their children on school outings. The lower house is unlikely to pass it, but it followed an incident where a far-right lawmaker demanded a woman visiting a regional council to remove her headscarf, leaving her son in tears. 68-year-old Julia Fernandez was among the many non-Muslims who joined the march. She likened the current climate to the anti-Semitism of the 1930s, before the Holocaust. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
President Trump's former U.N. ambassador alleges in an upcoming memoir that two top administration officials tried to enlist her in opposing some of the president's policies. Australian officials are warning of catastrophic fire dangers. Dozens of bushfires blaze in the state of New South Wales. As of early Monday, 64 fires were burning. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service said in a tweet. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.